Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is your co-host, LaShawn McQuarrie, and I will be flying solo this morning. Dr. Walter Sims is at some type of a golf charity neighborhood award something with Steve Harvey, but that's where he's at this morning. So it will just be myself and all of you wonderful people this morning. So thank you all for joining me. I do have the chat room open. So for anyone who has any questions or comments, you can feel free to go ahead into the chat room. And also, if you'd like to call in this morning, feel free to do that as well. The number here is 646-478-0615. Again, it's 646-478-0615. This morning, I am excited. I have a lot of things going on this morning. It's going to be a very, not just busy, but a very productive day for me that I'm very excited about, starting off this morning with this show. And then later on today, I'll be doing a healing shop. And then there's a very special meditation CD that I'm putting together, and I'll be working on that later on today. So just a very busy day, but a very busy, good day that I'm very excited about. And there's a football game. Yay, my Pittsburgh Steelers, for those of you who know how much I love football. There's a game coming on later on this evening. I have no idea how much of that I'm going to be able to watch before I actually fall asleep. But yes, football season is here. Wow. The summer went so quickly. But for right now, we are here doing the Intentional Life show and just being a part of this. And I'm going to be talking this morning about the strength to win. So before I just jump into all the nuggets that I have for you this morning, I just want to take the time to thank God for blessing me with yet another day, this message and everything that life has to offer, because life is wonderful and grand. So I give thanks for that, and I dedicate this show back to God and to all the wonderful people out there that this show is going to help, whether you're listening live or maybe sometime in the future, that it would just continuously be a blessing. Strength to win. You know, life unfolds. And I don't know if you've become aware of that yet, but, you know, sometimes we think of life as this journey that's just one day going to end. And there is some truth to that, because one day we will no longer be in these physical bodies in this plane. But before that, life just unfolds, and it unfolds, and it unfolds. And sometimes what unfolds is something very pleasant, maybe something we were expecting, something that brings us joy and makes us happy. Like maybe you graduated from college, or your children have graduated from college, or there is a new baby that came into the family, or a new house, a new business, a new job, you know, just the wonderful things that happen to us in our lives. But then there are also different types of situations that unfold that maybe don't bring us so much joy, but we have these situations that come up as well. And so as life is unfolding, it is so important for us to just continuously move forward. And so the title of today's show is The Strength to Win. Because it really, at the end of the day, we're either going to look at a day as being successful and we won within that day, or maybe we feel as if we've lost. but we never really lose anything. There's a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre, and I love his perspective. He says that either you win or you learn. And so if you don't feel that you're in the winning circle of life right now, if you don't feel that you're in the winning corner of life right now, then maybe you're just in the learning phase. And I think if we can just switch our perspective, because perspective really is everything, if we can just shift our perspective and get ourselves to a place where we believe, I mean wholeheartedly within us, if we can just get ourselves to the place where we believe that there's something to be learned, that I'm never losing in this life, but that every experience, every interaction, every person that you meet, every tear that you shed, that it is meant to make you better, that it is designed to help you get to another place in your life, then you will one day possibly be able to see that you're really right now just developing the strength to win. Now, depending on where you are and what's going on in your life right now, that can be a very, very hard pill to swallow, because sometimes when we look around us, all we see is things that maybe we don't want, things that are happening that we would prefer that they weren't happening. But the thing is, if they are happening, and right now it's a situation where you can't change it, or maybe you don't know how to change it, maybe the situation just seems so much bigger than you are, then that's when we have this wonderful divine creator that we can take all of our problems and we can just say, here you go, God, this is so much bigger than I am. I have an idea. How about I just give this situation to you? So the situations that are just too big that we don't know how to solve, well, it's just taking it and giving it there, because we all know that worrying doesn't change anything. I think we can at least come into agreement about that. We worried about situations and it didn't change anything and it didn't make anything better. We'll just leave worrying alone. But we want to move forward and we want to have the joy and the peace in our lives that I believe that God wants us to have. And so how do we do that? How do we develop that joy and that peace that surpasses all understanding? How do we continuously get up every day with a smile on our face and move forward? I'm a big believer in prayer and meditation. For those of you who aren't doing that, or maybe you stop, get back into it. If you've never done it before, try it. I'm also very big into keeping your mindset as positive as possible. So what's going to make you smile? What's going to bring joy to your heart? It was very interesting. Yesterday, I was sitting outside at a cafe, and there was a young couple. It almost seemed like they just met each other, but they were on a date, and I heard the young man say, well, I don't watch certain things and I don't listen to certain things because I'm very focused on being happy and keeping my mind clear. And I mean, he was maybe about 19, 20 years old. And when I heard him say that, I just wanted to jump up, run over to the table and give him a hug. I did not. I held back. But I thought it was so wonderful that at such a young age, he had such a wonderful perspective and that he understood that the things that he watches, that he reads, that he brings into his realm of attention, that they would affect his happiness and his peace. And so he just said, no, that doesn't seem happy to me, so I just don't bother with things like that. And it was interesting because the young lady was, you know, kind of taken back that she couldn't believe, not in an anger way, but she was just really shocked that there were certain things that she liked that he didn't like. And it was all about if it's going to affect his joy, he didn't want to have anything to do with it. And so she found him very interesting. And of course, me kind of, well, I wasn't eavesdropping. I was just sitting close enough where I could hear them. But the whole situation just really fascinated me. And I thought, wow, how wonderful it is to have such a great perspective at such a young age, because he's already taking charge of his life and he's not letting the circumstances around him get to him. And at such a young age, he probably doesn't really have a lot going on yet, but maybe so, because there are certain young people that by the age of 12 or 13, depending on where they've been raised, they've gone through a lot more than many adults have. So I can't necessarily say that either. But just looking at the situation, from what I do know, from what I did see and what I did hear, it was fabulous. And so if you take that perspective that that young man has, and then you add to it these nuggets that I'm getting ready to give you for just developing the strength to win. And if you really just take heart of each one of these, I'm going to list seven of these for you. Make sure you're writing these down. Make sure that you take them in. Because I looked back and I said, okay, when I was struggling with things in my life, how did I get back up? How did I convince myself that I was going to win this game of life, for lack of a better term? What did I do? And so these were some of the steps that I came up with. And the first one is having a made-up mind. And what I mean by that is decide to win. Decide right now that you are going to win. Now, you don't have to know how it's going to happen. You don't need to know even when it's going to happen, because for some of the biggest, grandest, most exciting things in life, we don't know when they're going to happen. We may have an idea of when we would like for them to happen, and sometimes things happen in that time frame, and sometimes things happen a little later, and sometimes things happen much later in our lives. But if we allow things to continuously unfold, we will one day see the beauty in the journey. It's not always a beautiful as we're going through the journey. We don't always see the beauty in what we're going through, but it's so important that we just have a made-up mind, that we decide that no matter what, I'm going to make it. I know things look ugly right now. I know to the natural eye, it doesn't seem that I'm on the right path. It seems as if I'm lost. It seems as if, you know, I'm just kind of floating around and I really don't know what's going on in my life. But if you decide that you're going to win, it starts off right there. Just by you deciding that you are going to be the winner, just by you deciding that you are going to come out on top. And, you know, it's very interesting to me because whenever I watch sports, and it's interesting because sometimes at the very beginning of the game, you can kind of tell who's going to win. It's the team that comes in with their minds made up, and they just have this look on their face like, yes, this is it. This is our time. And then sometimes both teams will come out and they have that look. But if you just keep watching the game, you'll see quarter after quarter, score after score, that one team, one side of the field is beginning to feel down. They're beginning to lose that angst and that I'm going to win, I'm going to win. And when that happens, it's almost as if they're just giving away the championship. They're giving away the game because that decision that they originally made to win, well, they get worn down. They get a little tired. And when that happens, it makes it so much easier for the other team to just stay strong and come in and get the win. Well, it's the same thing with us. Even though we're not necessarily fighting anybody or competing against anyone, we're competing with ourselves. And so we have to keep ourselves built up. We have to decide in and of ourselves that we are going to win, whatever that looks like, whatever it takes. And so if you haven't made that decision, if you're just kind of just like, oh my gosh, I'm tired, I really don't want to do this, and trust me, been there, done that, completely understand it. But at some point in time, we have to get up and remind ourselves of the original decision that we made, that we are going to win. So if you have not made that decision, make that decision today. Make that decision right now. You know what? I'm listening to you, LaShawn, and I think that you're right. I want to win, and I'm going to win. Start there. Start with that decision. And, of course, you know you have my love and my support. Always just I send it to you now that it's just there, and just know that it's there for you. The next one is perseverance. We need to be able to persevere and just bounce back and just come back and know that no matter what happens, that you will come back. Because after you make the decision that you're going to win, there's always going to be something that happens that kind of challenges the decision that you made. So when things don't go according to plan, then we sit there and we look and we go, oh, well, I don't know about this. But we have to know. So we have to decide that, well, you know, I made this decision, and maybe some of the decisions that you made after that decision, maybe they weren't the best. Okay, it happens. You know, let yourself off the hook, but decide what you're going to do moving forward, because that's what it means to persevere. It means that you're sticking in there regardless of what things look like, regardless of what things feel like. You are deciding that you are going to pick your head up and that you are going to move forward regardless of what happens, because you did make the decision. And you know what? You deserve it. You absolutely, positively do deserve the best that life has to offer. Allow yourself to have it. Convince yourself that you are worth having it. And when you really feel that way about yourself, there's going to be something in you that just causes you to just continually rise up, to just continuously push and strive and go for it, no matter how bad it looks. And you know what? Over time, you keep planting those seeds and you keep building your faith. Even if you just have that little faith as a mustard seed, just that tiny little grain of faith, you just keep putting those little mustard seeds in there until you have a pile, even if it's a tiny, tiny little pile. But you just keep putting your faith in and keep putting your faith in and keep putting your faith in. And I guarantee you, over time, you're going to build some momentum and something is going to happen. Something is going to break. Now, I wish I could give you a date. I wish I could tell you when. I can't do that for you, but what I can tell you is that if you hold on, something will happen. Something will break. So you just keep your head up and you keep moving forward. And of course, again, the chat room is open. If anybody has any questions or comments today, go ahead and send those to me. And also, if you want to call in, 646-478-0615, make sure you press the number 1 so that that'll put you in my queue. On to the third one. It's bounce back quickly. How quickly can you get up? You know, we were just talking about persevering, but you don't want to persevere in increments of months. You want to be able to fall down and bounce back up as quickly as possible. When something happens, you know, just kind of feel it and go, ooh, ah, but then get up and keep going. Because it really is about bouncing back up. And the faster you bounce back up, the faster you get back into action, into motion, into believing, the easier and the quicker you're going to be able to manifest whatever it is that you're working on. Interestingly enough, there is a young lady by the name of Rachel, I believe it's Platten is the way her last name is pronounced. And I just became aware of her about a week ago. And it was very interesting because I just happened to catch a glimpse of her. She was on a talk show last week, and I had heard her song, but I think I only heard like little bits and pieces of it. But it wasn't until then that I heard this entire song, and it's called Fight Song. And the lyrics are totally empowering. I like instantly fell in love with this song. And the reason why is that when you listen to the lyrics, and I wrote down some of it, and she's singing and she's saying, this is my fight song, my take back my life song, prove I'm all right song. And I thought that those lyrics were so interesting because many times in life, we get to this place where we feel as if we are absolutely fighting and we need to take back our lives. We feel as if our lives have somehow spiraled out of control. And, you know, when people that love you and they're around you and they're wondering, you know, what's going on with you? Are you all right? And so that Prove I'm All Right song, I thought, oh, my gosh, these lyrics are absolutely fabulous. And it was even interesting to find out that this song is being played in children's hospitals where they have all these critically ill children. And they're saying that children who were paralyzed are taking their first steps as they're listening to this song. And the nurses and the doctors and everybody's playing into this. And so it's building this energy in these children. So as they're growing and getting through these illnesses, whatever it is the child is dealing with, it's actually building them up and making them stronger. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, how wonderful is that? You know, and so as she's singing this song, it's coming from her own path. It's coming from her own journey of knowing that she needed to fight, that she needed to be strong, that she needed to hold her head up, and that she needed to just be stronger. And I just thought that that was so wonderful. Some other lyrics that I pulled from the song was, she said, "My power's turned on. My power is turned on. And starting right now, I'll be strong." And when I heard that, it was just like, oh my gosh. Because basically what she was saying right there is that we have the ability, and we do, I'm in total agreement with her, that we have the ability to turn our power on at any given point in time that we choose to. So if you feel that your power is turned off, and you know, because you feel depleted, you're maybe angry, you're stressed, you know, you just want to sleep all the time, you don't really have any joy going through your day, then your power is off. But when your power is turned on, you're strong, and you know that you have obstacles, but you're not, you know what obstacle? Get out of my way. I'm going to climb over you, go around you, jump, whatever I have to do, but I am going to get through this time. And when you look at it like that, and when you realize how much power you really do have, and everyone, whether you are listening to this live or maybe later on, you're listening to the archive, it doesn't matter. You can turn on your power at any time that you want to, because you may not be able to change the circumstance immediately, but you can change how you feel about the circumstances immediately. You can change how you feel about anything, any time you choose to. So you just remember that you have the power. So turn your power on. If your power is not on, turn it on. Turn it on right now and keep it on. And if something happens and your power gets shut down, just like it does in your home, you know, when we have a power outage, or maybe there's just too much voltage coming out of one place in your home, and so the power will get turned off. What do? You go find the box, and you flip the switch. You turn the power back on. Turn on your power, because you do have power within you. Turn your own power back on. And then there's another portion of the song. I'm doing this out of order, so for those of you who maybe know the song, I'm kind of just jumping around within it. She said, "And I really don't care if nobody else believes." I have to go there. It doesn't matter whether the people around you believe in your dream, whether they support your dream, whether they think that you're nuts, you're crazy, you're out of your mind. Other people don't have to be in alignment with your purpose and whatever God is sending you to do. Other people don't have to understand it. They don't have to agree with it, believe in it. It doesn't matter. The only thing that does is that you know that you are co-creating with God, that you turn your power on, you keep your power on, and that you keep walking. Because after she says that, "And I don't really care if nobody else believes, because I still got a lot of fight left in me." And for each one of you, if you're not feeling that right now, that you have a lot of fight left in you, know that you do. You just need to turn your power on. You just need to conjure that strength back up and begin to walk forward in whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. So pick your head up and keep going forward, okay? Then number four, believe everything will work out. Believe that everything is happening in your favor. And again, when things around you appear to be the opposite of what you want, just remember that they're just things that are happening in life, that they are created to build you and to strengthen you. It's not set up for you to fail. It's set up for you to succeed. But but in life, sometimes what we need to make us stronger, and maybe, you know, sometimes we don't want to be stronger. I've said that. God, I don't want to be any stronger. I'm good right where I am. But it doesn't quite work that way. But when we need strength for the journey, everything that happens, every trial, every obstacle, they're there to make you stronger. Sometimes it may look like it's sent there to defeat us, but it's really not sent to defeat you. It's really sent there to show you who you are and how strong you can be. And the fortunate, unfortunate, just depending on how you look at it, circumstance, and the thing about that is that when you decide that it's something that's there to make you stronger, you will get stronger. And if you decide that, well, you don't think you're strong enough, the test will come back. The challenge will resurface itself. And it's not to punish you. It's not to make you feel bad. But again, because it's there and it's designed to build you up and to make you stronger, you just need to keep believing. Keep believing that everything will work out, because it all starts in your mind. And if you're not believing it in your mind and in your heart, then it's going to be very challenging for you to overcome the obstacles. But you just believe. Believe your way around it. Believe your way through it. Believe your way. Believe, believe, only believe. Okay? And then number five is stay focused. Stay focused on the goal. Stay focused on whatever it is that you're doing, because it is your focus that is going to drive you. It is your focus that is going to help you get from point A to point B. So stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Go the distance. But you have to stay focused. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to. Whatever your intention is, the intention is that you set. Whatever has your attention should line up with your intention. And if it doesn't, you're going to find yourself kind of getting off course and going here and going there. You want to stay the course. So it's very, very important that you stay focused. Number six is be positive. No one wants to be around sad people who are always depressed, that never have anything good to say, everything is always wrong or bad, or the world is against them. No one wants to be around that person. Don't be that way, okay? People love you, but some point in time, you have to pick your head up, because your happiness is your job. It is your life, my life, our lives individually, and we are in charge of making sure that we have productive lives. So do what you need to do. What do you need to do to be positive? What do you need to do to bring joy back in your life? What do you need to add, get rid of, reduce, whatever that looks like for you? Whatever you need to do, do that and take your power back. Be positive. Be strong. If you need positive quotes, if you need happy music, if you need books, and I suggest all of those things in addition to happy, positive people, keep those things going. Keep those things in your life, because you, again, are ultimately in control of what goes on in your life. So you're going to be positive, and you're going to keep your head up, and you're going to keep going regardless of what's going on around you. And then the last one, number seven, is be thankful. Every single day, be thankful. Do a gratitude list. Find someone that you can do a gratitude list with. My sister and I, every single day, every now and then we miss a day, but we send each other five things that we are grateful for. And all of you can find at least five things that you are grateful for every day. And if you don't have someone that you want to share them with, fine. Get a notebook, start a journal, and begin writing down five things every day. What are you grateful for? Maybe this morning you're grateful for this message. Hopefully you're grateful that you woke up this morning. Whatever it is in your life, but be grateful and carry that attitude of gratitude with you everywhere you go, because things may not be exactly as you want them to be, but that's okay. Be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful, grateful, grateful. I can't say that enough. Make sure that you are being grateful. All right, so those were the seven nuggets on having and developing the strength to win. All of you have this power within you. Get out for yourself and make it happen, all right? And so on behalf of Dr. Sims, if anyone wants to reach him for any of his coaching services or any of the great things that he does, you can find him on Twitter at drwaltersims.com. And, of course, you know that you can find me via my website at www.LashawnMcQuarrie.com, LashaW, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, CCRARY.com. You can also find me under my name all over social media as well. So thank you all so very much for joining me this morning. It was a delight to have you, and I am grateful for each and every last single one of you for showing up this morning or maybe listening to the archive at a later time. So from now until the next time you hear my voice, you have a fabulous week, and make sure you're living an intentional life. Goodbye.